Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
And a big old shout out, Happy New Year to all of you. This is the New Year's Eve Day broadcast, a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. The broadcast is for December 31st in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders using the supreme law of the land. And they try to tell you we're anti-government. Shame on them. We use the supreme law of the land to tell the tale of liberty. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And I've got two people with me. I've got Chris Carlson, who was with us last hour as well, joining us for the first little bit of this hour. And then we've got Miracle of Miracles, Dr. Scott Bradley's gaining strength daily. And now he's with us for the whole hour. Dr. Bradley, welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, here we are at the end of 2021, and we're still in the realm of the mortals. Can you imagine? So we've got to make every bit of that time we're given to the best effect. I mean, there's much to be done, so we can't be languishing around resting on our laurels, you know, so to speak.
God told me you would preach liberty again, and it's happening before my very eyes, sir.
Well, I felt driven by this. I've written I'm not sure how to put it out, but it's an open letter to the Utah legislature, all government officials, and Utah citizens. I'm considering putting it into a pamphlet form, and I don't know for sure how I'll distribute it, but the fact of the matter is there's so much out of order in our state, and I'm presuming that most other states are similarly in dire straits, but basically I outline the constitutional processes which have been ignored, violated, and slandered, and basically completely out of the realm of where they're operating in the last couple of years. And the problem with me, as you know, Sam, I like details. And
the doctor's verbose, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever it comes to anything, instead of writing a little summary or a little article, he doubles down on an incredible, historically relevant dissertation from the good doctor. That's for sure. And anyway, well, all I'm telling you is you need to turn that, what you're working on. I got a preview copy of it to kind of help make a couple of comments and provide some input and everything. It's got to be a pamphlet. There's no other way to distribute this thing. You can't take a lot of this out, though, or you lose the backstory. You lose the context. That's really critical to understand, doctor.
Well, the problem is that the most people have basically turned a blind eye to our liberty for so many generations now, and the depth and breadth of what we have been granted at such great cost by a loving God and through the efforts of so many of our forebears that have gone before and sacrificed so much. They set the path, they marked the way, they were all in, and we are the blessed beneficiaries of that, and it's time for we as blessed beneficiaries to step it up. You know, all of the decades, you know, well over 50 years that I have been studying these principles and the founding of the nation and what the depth and breadth of that is, I am really, really impressed with what the founders said and what they wrote in regards to their posterity. You know, you read right.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Speaking of the wisdom of the founding fathers and the future, I've got an interesting tidbit for you that I want to highlight at the end of 2021 because I believe it's going to be the order of the day for discussion in 2022. What the mainstream press loves to dishonestly do right now is create what they call fact checks. Facebook doing it, Twitter doing it, all your mainstream press people doing it, da-da-da-da, because they say we're peddling fake, dishonest, whatever news, and so they fact-check. But ladies and gentlemen, they literally admitted in court that Facebook's fact-checkers are nothing but their opinion. That was literally admitted in court by the Facebook attorneys, that their fact-checks are nothing but opinion. Well, now it comes to epic levels, if you will. We're going to get Chris Carlson to comment on this, and then we'll have Dr. Bradley comment on this too. But here's the headline. FL Florida Governor Ron DeSantis got a false fact check for a prediction that he made that turned out to be, well, true. Only weeks later. Here's what happened. DeSantis predicted on November 4th, 2021, that Americans who received two doses of COVID-19 vaccines or one dose of Johnson & Johnson and were therefore considered fully vaccinated would eventually be considered unvaccinated if they didn't have their, quote, booster shots. The Independent's Andrew Feinberg ran a, quote, fact check on Ron, calling it a false claim because CDC Director Rochelle Walensky lied and said a day prior that the agency was not considering, quote, changing the definition of fully vaccinated to include boosters. Now DeSantis is being proven right, and the false fact check of a, quote, prediction for the future is being proven flat out wrong. Are you going to take back your fact check now? Huh? The CDC now is treating the unboosted the same as the unvaccinated, ladies and gentlemen. This is really important to understand. The CDC is treating the unboosted the same as the unvaccinated. Maybe you should stop fact checking in the future. The CDC has now issued updated guidance on isolation and quarantine periods. They're now changing the definition without formally changing the definition right now for individuals who are infected with or exposed to COVID-19. In that guidance, the agency lies and says individuals who are vaccinated but not boosted should be treated the same as those who are unvaccinated. So it's a lie. And the fact checker fact checked the future, got caught. Ron was right. The fact checker was wrong. What are future facts is the question. It's insane. They say those who are boosted have special privilege. They don't need to quarantine at all if exposed, the agency says. And instead just need to mask up, no worry, for 10 days. They're okay. Anyway, other institutions are now treating the boosted differently based on this, quote, new dishonest definition. Numerous universities, for instance, are creating booster mandates for those living on campus. And some employers are now mandating, quote, third shots. California and New Mexico are two states requiring healthcare workers to get booster jabs. Let's have Chris Carlson respond to this quickly, then we'll go to Dr. Bradley. Chris?
Yeah, real quick. So I would call it fact censorship. And it's just a mechanism. They are dishonest. But here's a problem again, Sam, when we talked about this earlier. If it doesn't get widespread dissemination, nobody hears about it, nobody knows about it, nobody gets reinforced in the dishonesty of the mainstream media. So it's as if it never happened. Go ahead, Scott.
You know, taking off from an aphorism that Mark Twain came up with many years ago, I've turned it to lies, lies, and more darned lies. We could say it a little more emphatically, but the point of the matter is, from the very beginning, if you haven't been on script with the money masters, and these are the people that are funding the news media, the people that are funding the CDC, the people that are funding politicians, the people, well, they are the pharma companies. And you follow the money, and you'll find that their agenda is what has been fostered from the very beginning. The very initial moments of this has been right from, I mean, I've told you before on your program, Sam, about how in early March of 2020, I did a media television interview for 28 minutes. They were doing a 6-minute segment, and they used 9 seconds of my statement.
So hold on. It took you 28 minutes of quote, footage to get, quote, supposedly 6 minutes interview, and you literally got 9 seconds that they used what they spent your time on.
That's correct, and they spent the rest of the time focusing on the idea of mandatory vaccines. And in fact, during the interview, the television interviewer said to me, well, how do you think the media is doing on this? I said, horribly. You guys are unwilling to report anything that something is not just a storyline. It is truly and unequivocally a script. It is an agenda that you're promoting by this. Well, of course, they didn't like any of that stuff. But the point of the matter is that from the very beginning, this has had a scripted outcome. Now, this isn't the end game. The end game is destruction of our liberty and everything else like that through the facilitation of an enemy that you know, we could discuss at length, the origins and the depth and breadth of the risk and everything else like that. But the point of the matter is their so-called fact checkers have been given a script also. And if whatever comes out does not conform to that script, that is automatically deep sixed. And I know the guy that developed the mRNA has been deep sixed from Twitter now, but even because he's been saying, don't get your kids vaccinated. This stuff's dangerous. The long-term effects are unknown, blah, blah, blah. I mean, this idea that it is safe and effective is completely without foundation. In fact, everything they have done from the get-go on this thing has been without scientific foundation. It has been agenda-driven, and every step of the way, they've been proven to be false.
Yeah, bottom line, Dr. Bradley, is if first you don't succeed, lie, lie, and lie again. Sam Bushman, Chris Carlson, Dr. Scott Bradley back with you in seconds. I want to talk to fat people for a minute on your radio. Hang tight.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Dr. Scott Bradley, ladies and gentlemen, nothing short of a miracle on your radio, preaching the sacred cause of liberty once again through the written word and on your radio. You just gotta love it, ladies and gentlemen. It just makes you jump for joy for the goodness of God Almighty. Yeah, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis got a false fact check. He's proven right. The fact checker lied. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, they're treating the, quote, non-boosted as the same as non-vaccinated. And that's really the point to take away from this, is that, you know what? The term vaccinated, fully vaccinated, is going to have a new definition, which what it means is every time they want to roll out something new, you better take it or you're not fully. You better take it or you'll be treated as the enemy. Doesn't matter if you've gone along for 10, 15, 20 shots. They want to have a bad outcome for everybody involved. They're working on it as hard as they can. A new study concluded that Americans can reduce their risk from COVID-19 now, they say, by losing a few pounds. Hey, fatty, the Cleveland Clinic found that among COVID-19 patients with obesity, weight loss surgery ought to be considered. They say it was associated with a 60% reduction in risk of severe complications from the virus. Obesity weakens the immune system, creates a chronic inflammatory state. So see, this is kind of like Satan. They're mixing truth and error. It's true that being overweight is bad for your immune system. It does create a chronic inflammation state. That's all facts. And it decreases risk for cardiovascular disease. That's all true. It also decreases the likelihood of blood clots and lung conditions. True. All these conditions can complicate COVID-19. That's truth, the clinic said in a press release. But then they said the New Year's a great time to assess your overall health, and it's time for you to go for surgery. And that's where I say these people have ran off the rails. Every time, go to Big Pharma, go to surgery, trust the arm of flesh, count on doctors, the scientific world, you know, etc. It goes on and on. They say, believe it or not, overweight problems affect half of U.S. adults. And so they say, hey, New Year's resolution, lose a few pounds in 2022. They say our studies show that it's a big risk factor and you better do something about it. I go along with the point about that we need to lose weight, and hey, I'm one of them, right? But I reject this idea when they just start looking at surgery as their answer. And I also reject this, you know, you got to go on some lose weight program. There's ways to really make a difference and get thinner. But this lose weight idea is always, in my opinion, diets don't really work. It's a disaster. Again, they're leading people all to the wrong premise. Lose weight and get vaccinated. You'll be fine. Not. Chris, your response, then Dr. Bradley.
Well, you do realize, Sam, that you just offended about a fourth of your audience.
No, I didn't, because it's not me saying this. It's the scientific community saying this via the mainstream press. They're the ones releasing this piece, not me.
I know, and you didn't offend me. My wife just traveled 30 miles on a stationary bike yesterday, so we don't have that problem. And I don't know that Scott Bradley doesn't have that problem, because I just got a picture with him the other day, and he looks about as fit as anybody in their 20s. Anyway, it is true, and this is something that Joel Skousen talks about a lot. You know, we talked about reading between the lines when we read the scripture, Sam. There's nothing in the scriptures that says you cannot be a servant in the hands of Heavenly Father while you're overweight. But I have believed from a very early age that we're much more serviceable in the hands of God when we are not overweight, when we are healthy and living physically the way we should. So I agree. And we can avoid an early death as well. So I agree with that article 100%.
I agree with the article in terms of the points being made about your health. I disagree with their conclusion, though, which is, hey, go get surgery. You'll be fine.
Get surgery.
Hey, shame on them for that conclusion. Doctor?
You know, in the lead up to this, as you started giving the subject matter, I did a look up. On March 5th, 2020, I created a document, and I've shared it with you, and I've shared it on your program before, about my grandma's health counsel. You know, they're simple, straightforward, maintaining your health. I mean, it's something where you're sovereign in the sense that, you know, God gave you a body and you're blessed with the privilege of being able to utilize that body in your mortal experience. And this idea that you've got to look to the big establishment, the big pharma, the big, you know, money-making mongers of the world today in order to, you know, go forward and do the things you need to, it's the antithesis of that. And I really truly believe that what we're doing now is a double down on, oh, ain't it awful, we're all going to die, we've got to look to these so-called experts. And I guess this is just another little kind of a set of weedle words, if you will, to turn our hearts from the things that really, really matter. I mean, I've said so often on your program that we worship at the altar of COVID now, and our saviors are not Jesus Christ, but they are, you know, physicians, scientists, researchers, big pharma, and politicians. and we're worshiping false gods. But what we need to do is use the intelligence God has granted us, use the wisdom that we've developed through, you know, diligent, devoted study. I mean, this is one of those things where it's just another manifestation to me about their belief that, you know, they can nudge us any direction they want, to fear, to doubt, to be, yeah, sure, maintain your health. It goes without saying, anybody that recognizes what a gift our lives are and the source of that gift should have respect to the one who gave it to us. And I think that we just need to kind of refocus our lives, turn from the false gods that we've been worshiping so devotedly, stop listening to the media masters and the mongers, and start saying, I'm going to listen to the Holy Spirit and follow that path. So, you know, those the 10 simple rules I put out March 5th of 2020, I still stand by them and apply for them. I mean, I think they've been common sense things that God ordained as kind of maintaining us. Our natural immune systems. I'm not telling people to not worry about, you know, making sure that you're getting plenty of exercise, good food, good water, you know, rest. And I believe that the relationships play into that too. I mean, our relationships oftentimes set the tone of our emotions and our expectations in life. So all of it, it's a holistic experience. And the idea that you got to go out and get surgery to get skinny, holy cow, how unnatural and natural is that? Let's not go down that path. We don't need to. We've got a natural immune system that's part of the system God created, that's part of the universe, and by golly, we can live within it and work within it and ultimately be, you know, the best we possibly can be.
Now, I'm not defending being overweight, and I've got a few pounds to lose, and it's easier said than done in many cases, but I will tell you this. One of the things to remember is this. Are we going to blame it on, you just say, hey, you're fat, lose weight, that'll solve it, while we deny ivermectin and other health and healing solutions to people? Or are we going to be honest about the truth? Let's embrace the whole truth is what I would say. But we're too busy on Let's Go Brandon. Believe it or not, Let's Go Brandon. NASCAR driver Brandon Brown has now landed a major sponsor, and it takes a direct shot at Joe Biden. You see, Brown said he couldn't find any deals, but now he created a sponsorship deal with LGB coin. Now, I find this fascinating. LGB coin. There's no T on there, but it's LGB. Let's go Brandon coin. Now, they say that Patriots love this. Yeah, man, everybody's chanting, let's go, Brandon. And they really want this to be the patriotic coin going forward now. They aim to inspire what they call positivity and unity, grounded in a strong belief of the American dream, they say. We're proud to support Brandon this season. He's an incredible driver. We want to help him achieve his dreams. When you think of us, think of, and when you hear, let's go, Brandon, you'll think and feel, let's go, America. Anyway, it's Typhoon Capital Management. They got the LGB coin. And they say Brandon's commitment, singular focus to his career shows that he's wise beyond his years. It's an American story of success and perseverance. I say it's all grounded in a wrong-headed view of reality. Shame on all of them. There's a Let's Go Brandon store now. There's all these different things they're releasing. Chris, before we let you go, let's have you respond.
Well, we know what Let's Go Brandon is interpreted to mean. And I was talking to my mother last night, who is a devout Christian, and she agreed with me and you, Sam. It is offensive, and we should rather try to build bridges than to burn them. So that's my comment on that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I say shame on the whole movement. We'll come back and have Dr. Scott Bradley respond to that one. Thank you so much, Chris, for staying extra. And again, Happy New Year to you and your family, sir. Godspeed. We'll chat soon.
Happy New Year to you, Sam, and you too, Scott Bradley. Thank you.
Talk to y'all soon, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live continues.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke for 50 minutes on Thursday in what U.S. senior officials characterize as a serious phone call setting next month's security talks in Europe. Wind gusts of 115 miles an hour fueled a wildfire near Denver, Colorado last night. At least 500 homes were burnt to the ground, closing major highways and causing evacuation of more than 30,000 people in two towns, including hospital patients. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
This area, for those who don't know this area of Boulder County, is right in and around suburban subdevelopments, stores. It's like the neighborhood that you live in. It's like the neighborhood that any of us live in.
The town of Superior and the city of Louisville have been greatly impacted by the wildfires located between Denver and Boulder, Colorado. Happy New Year to you, my friend, from all of us here at USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great everywhere I go. People tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount for you and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
As the border crisis continues, President Biden wants to block a President Trump policy that actually deterred illegal immigration.
President Biden is asking the Supreme Court to overturn its enforcement of the Trump-era Remain in Mexico border policy, saying it leaves illegal immigrants in unacceptable conditions. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd reacts to the administration's claim, saying overturning the policy would only help drug and human trafficking cartels.
The criminal cartel do not fear law enforcement. What they fear is policy. They fear if they're going to be prosecuted. They fear if MPP is going to be brought back because then they can't go into countries and advertise their services and make billions of dollars off of our policies.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The policy forces asylum seekers to wait in Mexico until a United States judge hears their claims. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Gentlemen, Dr. Scott Bradley with me on your radio. Happy New Year to you from us, the Liberty Roundtable team, ladies and gentlemen. News the networks refuse to use in 22 becomes more and more important by the day. FreedomsRisingSun.com, Scott Bradley's incredible website. And Dr. Bradley, by miracle, is with us. Thank the heavens. And this NASCAR driver, Brandon Brown. Let's go, Brandon. Now got a big sponsor, LGB coin. Let's go, Brandon, is what it stands for. But it reminds me of the gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender, whatever. It's weird as all get out. They say it's all for patriots, this digital, I call it a fiat currency. I don't believe in Bitcoin, and I don't believe in dipping your toe in the crypto. I don't believe in all that. I believe it's fake money just like the rest of it. Let's go back to real money. But I digress. I want to ask Dr. Bradley, though. Now you've literally got Let's Go Brandon stores. You've got Let's Go Brandon currency. You've got now the Brandon guy that didn't want anything to do with politics now doubling down and attacking Biden with this. And they want you to believe that this Let's Go Brandon slogan should make you believe in Let's Go America. And it's all got an immoral underpinning. I've been against it from the beginning, Dr. Bradley.
Well, there's so much to be said about everything. Marxism has been the basis of the destruction of liberty. Hang on just for a second.
Say that again.
Okay. I just got a hot news flash. I got a daughter going into labor that I had to basically tell my wife. Anyway.
Well, congratulations on that, though.
It's one of those things where, you know, if push time comes, I guess we can call it that. At any rate.
Well, Happy New Year to you. And what is it, another grandchild then?
Yes. So,
well, that's tremendous news, sir. Congratulations. Live on the radio.
Your grandchildren are a reward for not strangling your own children. And truly, they're a great gift from God. At any rate.
Amen, sir.
You know, we talk about this conflict-based society. And it's the basis of it is Marxism. Class conflict has been everything that has been the basis of dividing and conquering. You create turmoil in society. You end up having individuals hate each other, whether it's religion, whether it's race, whether it's economic, educational. I mean, anything that can be brought to the forefront is how it's being handled. And that Marxism has been very, very successful over the decades, literally, of disrupting society and bringing about a point where in the turmoil they implement more of their program. And you know, we can see, many, many examples. I guess one of my many faults is that I like to go into detail about those examples, and I won't right now. But the point of the matter is this division that's happening among the nation is conflict-based. Its origins are Marxist. And if you look, for example, at the race baiters that are out there, the Black Lives Matter or the Antifa or the, you know, you look at this council culture, the 1619 project, the issues of, you know, the idea of who really built America, this critical race theory. I mean, you can go on and on and on about these things. And you can discover that really it's dividing the country. And whether you're on one side or the other, and you add to that, it's truly undermining. And almost nobody today is bringing unity under the correct principles that the nation was founded under. We all ought to be in favor of opposing the, for example, the COVID mandates. You know, regardless of where you are on the political spectrum, people need to say, wait. Okay, what is the end result of all of these things? The end result is the destruction of everything we hold sacred. Sooner or later, somebody's going to rise to power. You know, let's say your hero today is Joe Biden and Kamala and the leftist philosophy that's found in the House of Representatives and so on and so forth. Sooner or later, the pendulum's going to swing, and everybody's going to be mad on the side that's currently happy. And it's something that we do have a happy, successful formula that has been in place for hundreds of years now. If we'll just go back to it, we've got to re-embrace the principles the nation was founded on and stop this nonsense of division and destruction, because it's not going to have a happy ending. And Marx's philosophies have been played by so many organizations. I mean, you look at what's happened at Harvard or any of the big ivory towers of the academe. These people are sowing the seeds of the destruction of the nation. And unless and until we go back to those things that were founded on, and they're simple, if somebody as simple-minded as me can grasp them and thrill at them, everybody and anybody could, if they just would. And so I guess I'm at a point where I'm frustrated with anybody that's out there, you know, basically causing additional division, conflict. And I'd like to say, let's move ahead and re-embrace. And pretty soon, I think we'll have a happy, stable country. The founders' original message of general welfare had nothing to do with the dole. It had nothing to do with redistributing the wealth. It had nothing to do with the welfare system. It had everything to do with good government, stable, predictable government, that you could become what God granted you the natural talents to become. And that was what, look it up in the old Noah Webster.
It was based on a religious and a moral people acting according to governing values provided by God, so the government, by the consent of the governed, was intentionally small and jealously guarding their liberties would be the people. the leaders, and government would serve them by creating a level playing field and a stability factor that was necessary so that the vacuum didn't get filled with greater tyranny. But it was all dependent on the people and their morality. For a religious people, a moral people, a good, honorable people who took their guidelines from God, not from the gazillion commandments or anything else. This was very clear by the founders, Dr. Bradley.
Well, indeed it was. And here's the thing. The government was to be there to prevent civil disruption, to prevent foreign invasion, to prevent the idea of economic upheaval. See, our government right now is in every way, shape, and form the antithesis of that. Our foreign policy creates an acrimony with foreign nations that they bring bombs here and blow up our trade towers or whatever. We have a situation where the government is manipulating economy things through a privately owned Federal Reserve system that controls our economy and creates inflation and destroys the value. The government intervenes with efforts to intervene about health care. I mean, at every level, the general welfare that was thought to be the centerpiece of our government is being violated. We're redistributing wealth. I mean, you can take any number of policies and procedures, and the new concepts are all the antithesis of the general welfare. And so what we need to do is re-understand the meaning of words and what they expected to have happen. If government was out of the way and individuals were able to start businesses and know that their business was not going to be put out of business by a government mandate about being shut down about this or that or the other, people need to choose to follow a path based upon good, wise, and honorable concepts, but government intervention was never intended to be. There's nothing that could be construed constitutionally to allow what has happened for the last 2 years. Of course, it's been happening for decades on other levels, but what we have done is we've abandoned that stabilizing factor of what government is, where they're preventing criminals from running roughshod. Now, a vast majority of the people that are in office are criminals. Now, the vast majority of people that are in the media are disingenuous at best. Some of them, I think, are consciously going about it. Others are probably just go along to get along. But the fact of the matter is, it's just the exact opposite of what was originally intended. So it's based upon Marxist philosophy rather than the good and noble and wonderful principles the founders brought forth.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's why I speak against this Let's Go Brandon idea. You know what? We don't need a crude slogan tied up in manipulative euphemisms to pretend we're holding the moral high ground for America. What we need to do is be honest. And you know what? If we believe there's election fraud, that's where we need to, you know, spend our time. You know what? The headline says, boom, judge lets inspection of 2020 Dominion voting machines take place. That's right. We're still on this vote fraud stuff, ladies and gentlemen, and there's advancements. A judge is letting the 2021 Dominion voting machines be investigated now. State officials actually sued to prevent the review of the system, but the judge said, no, we're going to move forward. We'll tell you about it in seconds with Dr. Bradley.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married. and have some kids.
You are a racist. Your mom is a racist. Your dad is a racist. And your entire family is racist. And you should all be punished. That's what Governor Brad Little thinks about you. So much so that he took $30 million of taxpayers' money to force critical race theory down the throats of school children, even though the Idaho legislature voted against it. This is the doctrine that teaches your children that just because they are white, they are racist. Yes, your governor, good old Brad Little, violated the Constitution law and did this while you weren't watching. Why is Governor Brad Little paying to promote radical leftist doctrine loved by Democrats like Boise Mayor McLean and sleepy Joe Biden? This is Ammon Bundy, and we need to completely reject critical race theory in Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the pursuit about the truth of the 2020 presidential election, was there or was there not undue influence or manipulation of the results? Well, the case has moved forward one step closer after a ruling from a court in Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen, that a county's voting machines can be inspected. Very interesting. Turn of events. We're literally, what, a year plus into this thing? The Amistad Project, which has been focused on election integrity since before the 2020 ballots were counted, announced that the Commonwealth Court of Pennsylvania has ruled we're going to look into this. Wow. Yeah, they're going to send it to the state Senate for inspection, which concerns me, though. But the court recognized that it was improper to demand that the county, which owns the machines and has the responsibility of running the election, well, the judge noted there's no justification preventing the inspection. That's after the judge determined that the review must be allowed to proceed. Anyway, they're going to work on how to do this, but the election officials were trying to stop the inspection altogether, but the judge does not grant their emergency motion to stop this thing, so it's going to move forward. Dr. Bradley, your response to this one?
Well, it's the integrity of elections is fundamental to the preservation of the republic. I mean, and there's been constant, unremitting effort to manipulate elections. I mean, go back to the Thomas Jefferson election and the shenanigans of the Federalists and the Republicans and how Hamilton played into that. I mean, and the Aaron Burr and Cromartie that came out. Anyway, there's always been an effort to do that. But we've got to maintain the integrity of the elections. And it's been getting worse and worse and worse every election that's happened. I mean, you know, you look at Lyndon Johnson. He never would have been president had he not stolen the election, the 1948 election in Texas. I mean, and it's unequivocal. Election fraud happened there and put Lyndon Johnson in office, and the rest is a sad history, if you will. But, I mean, think about how Vietnam would have been somewhat mitigated, perhaps, and so on and so forth. It's just a travesty. So we can see and know unequivocally election fraud does occur, and there's got to be a concerted effort to turn back the blunt that effort. It's not going to go away. There's going to be constant, unremitting effort. The ones that control the, you know, the process of vote counting or the way the election machines are programmed or any number of things can happen. And so I really believe that everybody, and again, this is not a left-right, Democrat-Republican kind of issue. Everybody should be focused on trying to maintain that election integrity, because the very survival of the republic depends upon it. And again, somebody is going to come into power and manipulate it, ultimately and finally, that you're unhappy with. It should be everybody's focus to restore, maintain, and integrity and prevent the vote from being stolen. And I personally have of the opinion that there was probably the most massive election fraud that has ever happened in the nation, happened in the general election of 2020. But the blind eye that's being turned to it is just an encouragement for it to be expanded even in the next one. So, yeah, I applaud the idea that, examining these things carefully and, putting in place, you know, preventive measures. Now, I look in my county, for example. They have wholeheartedly, completely, totally embraced the philosophies, the machines, the approaches that will allow election fraud to occur. And it's just epidemic. I mean, you think about a pandemic. Well, this is epidemic here in the United States, and it's more easily being stolen. There's probably 18 things we could do to help restore election integrity. And one of the main things is going back to paper ballots, having local counting in precincts with multiple eyes on them, the securing of those ballots, and the chain of events that integrity is maintained by the handoff of those ballots to the next level. I mean, all of those kind of things need to happen again, and these electronic machines, regardless of what you call them, the different manufacturers are all way too prone to manipulation and fraud. And you look at how it's done. You say, okay, we hit the button, and the electronics said this is the vote count. We want to do a vote recount. Okay, hit the button again. Oh, by golly, it's exactly the same. Oh, man, we've just certified the election. But there is no trail, really, to be able to verify that. So, yeah, election integrity is essential to the survival of the republic. It's that core. So I applaud the idea of going forward and basically exposing the fraud of the past. You know, we can look back pretty easily and see the Lyndon Johnson election was stolen. But we got to do that right now, real time.
Amen to that reality check, ladies and gentlemen. We'll keep an eye on the ball just for you on that. But I call it good news. Boom. A judge allows the inspection of the Dominion voting machines for 2020 in Pennsylvania, one of the biggest battleground states. We'll see how that outcome affects all of us. Now, quick final story before the end of the hour. Low cost of entry spur a marijuana boom in Oklahoma. I kid you not. It smells like weed all the damn time. That's what the sheriff says. Even right here in our offices, the sheriff says. That's what Pasquale County Sheriff Tim Turner basically said. He's a Republican pointing toward one of the dozens of licensed marijuana farms in his county. This one's basically not, believe it or not, right across the road from the sheriff's department. He says we're one of the reddest states around, but we've got some of the country's most permissive marijuana laws in the country as well. And activists have begun organizing to secure a referendum on the ballot next year to legalize recreational use of marijuana in the state. That'll help the growers big time, they say. So believe it or not, they got more marijuana farms in Oklahoma than they do anywhere else in the country. And there's a new breed of growers. Everybody's fleeing to Oklahoma because it's so inexpensive. I mean, you thought Colorado and California were the weed capitals. Uh-uh. Believe it or not, you got Oklahoma that has become the weed capital of the U.S. Cannabis licensing is all over the place. They say despite a saturated market, they believe that the weed growing in Oklahoma is still in its infancy. There you have it. Now, I'm not really for the drug war because I think it's a sham. And I'm not really for government controlling, weed or marijuana or whatever. It's not a federal government question, first of all. And I'm not really a fan of them shutting it down. There is scientific value and the use of marijuana for medical purposes and all this kind of stuff. So I understand it all. I just find this very interesting as they continue to push this drug issue. One thing is medical marijuana, but another thing is recreational use. This goes hand in hand with the immorality of America, in my opinion. Dr. Bradley?
You know, Sam, you've opened a bucket of worms here. In the few minutes we've got left, we are not going to resolve the debate on cannabis, and that is the true name of this stuff. Marijuana is a pejorative term that was developed by the pharma companies to try and, I mean, back in 100 years ago, the cannabis extracts and everything were used heavily in pharmacological solutions for people that were truly beneficial to the society. Big pharma couldn't, you know, patent it, and they couldn't make big bucks. The Rockefeller involvement in this is appalling. But at any rate, this is something that needs further discussion at length to really expose what has been hid from the American public for more than a century right now. But the point of the matter is, and I guess I can take it from this approach, if you look at the United States Constitution, there is absolutely zero authority for the United States government to be involved in the control of this herb. And the fact of the matter is that they could prevent its import because they do have, you know, Article 1, Section 8 grants to the federal government the approach that they can prevent importation of substances, whether it's an automobile from Japan or some other grown product from another country. And it's interesting to me that that we have turned this drug war into a huge multi-billion dollar effort that has had zero effect in taking care of the problem. And oh my heavens, a thought comes to mind and there's no time to develop it. But this drug across the borders kind of thing harkens back to the China Wars of the 1800s. And the largest drug cartel that has ever existed in the history of the world, the Royal Family of England, and their efforts to import opium into China to rob the people of their senses as well as their wealth, China's effort to stop it. I mean, this drug thing has been a bane to society forever. And honestly, I just, government involvement in it has been wrong-headed from the beginning, from when the Royal Family of England was attempting to import opium into China, and China was attempting to stop it. I mean, it has just been a disaster. But here in the United States, there's no constitutional authority for the United States government to have any involvement in that, and that includes whether or not you can buy a firearm. If you go look at the federal paperwork you have to fill out to buy a firearm, you'll find that if you participate in the use of this illegal drug that the United States has created as illegal, you cannot legally own a firearm. And that's being used to prevent people from having firearms. It's being used in Hawaii right now to confiscate firearms of people that have received permission, if you will, from the state to use cannabis medically and so on. I mean, it's just a disaster, and we're not going to solve it.
What they've done in the government is they've played both sides of this coin like a fiddle. And the reality is this lie that government should be inserted into the middle of it, creating enemies out of both sides of the debate. The war on drugs has been a failure, but the use of drugs to eventually decrease the morality of the people, both sides of this is disaster. And the real problem is government in the middle of it in the first place. Moral people don't do drugs for pleasure. Moral people do use medical necessities appropriately. And so we need morality in the people, and we need to get the government out of it if we really want to have an honest discussion, debate, and proper use of these things for God's intended purposes. The government's done nothing but created a disaster by playing both sides of this. They're manipulating us, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got to be wise enough to look at the supreme law of the land for guidance and get the federal government out of it, and then decide how we want to handle it going forward using morality. And God's laws is our guide. Dr. Bradley, thank you so much, sir. We'll have you back soon. And a wonderful Happy New Year to you and your family, sir.
Well, I hope everyone has a wonderful New Year. And we would wish that upon everyone. And again, it's founded upon what Sam just spoke about.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Bradley. Thank you, Chris Carlson. Thank you, Cameron, and everybody else. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.